You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, our first guest is Jason Prescott. He lived in China, didn't go to high school even, and has made good bucks and a great place for himself. We're going to hear how he did it and about his trade show and who's coming to South Florida. Jason, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Got to lean in a little bit, dude.
I'm leaning.
There you go. I'm loving it. So, Jason, tell me a little bit about the show and why you chose Miami for your show.
Good questions. Apparel textile sourcing, Miami. We were coming off of 2 years of tremendous success in Toronto. And, having a meeting last August, we said, well, where do we want to go? And I said, I want to go home. I want to go to the USA.
Well, wait, where were you at that time?
In Canada.
Oh, okay.
Hey. In Canada. Hey, yeah.
Take off.
We pulled out the map and we said, okay, well, there's places like Las Vegas and New York. I think they're a little saturated.
Lots of trade shows there.
Lots of trade shows. A lot of tourism.
There. Yes.
But we liked staring at the map a little bit. We saw Seattle, we saw Denver, and then we saw Miami. And Miami was irresistible. It's the gateway city.
It's the 305.
You have the Americas, and you have a lot of migration in the country coming to South Florida.
So what are they going to be showing at the trade show? Textiles? What's a textile?
Apparel and textile.
What's all that?
Well, you're wearing it. You've got that beautiful pink shirt on. I've got this black shirt on.
Yours is beautiful, too, in its own way.
We're going to have apparel and textile from about 17 different countries around the world, 17 countries.
Cool.
Everything from here to Timbuktu, literally. We'll have the Americas, and we'll have some from seven regions from Africa, I believe, Mexico, Central America, a lot from China, India, to name a few.
Where's it physically going to be located, the trade show?
At the Mana Wynwood Convention Center.
High five to Moish.
That's
they have
right.
a convention center there?
They do.
All right. Well, I can't wait to go. When is it?
May 21 to May 23.
So I got time to plan.
You do.
No, I can't
wait.
You
got a couple days.
Can I get a pass?
You can.
All right. I can't wait. I guess I know the guy that owns the show. So how did you guys get a start? How'd you go from not graduating high school, which I can't believe with this Chinese business card and the seven figures behind it, to having a trade show here in the U.S. Did you live in China? Tell me a little about that.
Well, I started JP Communications, Inc. In 2005 at the ripe age of 25. I had fallen into the industry maybe in 2000 at a small trade publisher in Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
And after running top10wholesale.com, which was an advertising portal for wholesalers that want to connect with retailers.
B2B,
all B2B.
Okay.
We were fortunate enough to have an opportunity to acquire manufacturer.com, big domain. I was at a trade show in Las Vegas, the ASD trade show.
What does ASD stand for?
Nothing anymore.
Okay. That's fair enough, by the way. Fair enough.
This guy approaches me at my booth. He's from Guangzhou, China, lives in LA now. Name is Jian Deng. And he goes, I own manufacturer.com. We'd like you to acquire us and be our CEO. I said, excuse me, you ever heard of a term sheet? Maybe something else, you know? And he said, hello, how are you?
You're in charge.
Yeah. He just said, no, it's a good item. You come to China and then we work together. I said, okay, it's that easy. I said, manufacturer.com is a big product. I said, a lot of people know about it. Where you guys been operating out of? Oh, in Hangzhou, China. You know, one of our executives, she was one of the first people at Alibaba.
Okay.
And I said, okay, I've heard of Alibaba before. I said, take me to Hangzhou. And, we went to China, and indeed, everything was true. So we did the acquisition. We acquired manufacturer.com, it must have been 2010, something like that. And, after running manufacturer.com for some time, I was approached, a few years ago by one of my really good friends.
You better be. These people keep approaching you.
Mr. Chen Jirong. He's the director for the China Chamber of Commerce for Import and Export of Textiles and Apparel.
Oh, my gosh. A pretty big job.
Big job. It's the largest chamber of its type located in Beijing. They've got about 13,000 members in China.
Wow.
And he goes, hey, dude, why don't you start a trade show? And I said, no. You know, we don't want to start a trade show. It's a lot of work. It costs a lot of money to do it. And, you know, I love the internet. The internet's been great to me. And, you know, all my partners are going to divorce me. I've got all these partners who do all these big trade shows, you know, from this one to that one. And it's just not a good move, you know?
Right.
And, you know, he was able to communicate a few reasons why I might want to reconsider. And I quickly said, I'll do it.
That sounds good. So is this the first one or what's up?
No. We started in 2016.
In Toronto?
In Toronto with Apparel Textile Sourcing Canada. And we started off with a couple hundred exhibitors. This year, we're going to grow to about 800 exhibitors.
Wow. And how many in Miami? 800?
No, in Miami, we're going to start off with about a little under 200.
Okay.
180 to 200, something like that.
Okay.
My trade show director, John Banker, he was sending me some Skype messages saying, don't oversell it. And I said, John, I'm not going to oversell it. I promise. I don't do that, you know? So I hope I'm getting it right, John. This one's for you, buddy.
There you go. High five to John.
But our largest exhibitor will be the Chinese, for sure.
Okay.
And this marks the first time that the Chinese are investing in international trade in such a big way in South Florida.
So with that being their first move, what are some of the things that you've seen that come after that kind of an investment in a place like Miami?
Well, in a place like Miami, we hope that a direct flight to China happens sooner than later.
Yeah, we're right here by the airport, so we're just looking over and coughing at them right now.
Yeah, that would be fantastic.
Well,
but
we will have to get together and talk to some of my friends about that.
That would be amazing.
Oh, yeah.
So, look, rumor has it that after a successful trade show, we begin planning for the next one right away. And from what I understand, preliminarily, I think we're going to stay in South Florida. We have a sold-out show floor right now. We have a little north of 3,000 attendees already registered that range from Perry Ellis to The Gap, Macy's, Zara, to name a few. So we're hoping for a good show. That's right. You got that right.
I can't wait. My friend runs Perry Ellis, too. My high school friend.
Awesome.
Oscar. So
that's great.
Good people.
I think he's the one who registered. I haven't met Oscar yet, but I'm looking forward to it.
I know he goes to China.
I've heard he's a really cool guy.
He
great
is an
gentleman.
Amazing dude. Very, very fino. Very refined.
I heard he's got a great presence to him when he walks in.
He does. He's a wonderful guy. He'll shake your hand. You'll know you met a real good guy. So that's great. So international trade's coming to Miami. The Miami entrepreneurs are participating. Chinese entrepreneurs are coming. In fact, entrepreneurs are coming from as far away as Timbuktu. I love saying that too. And so we're going to create this like nexus of commerce and great stuff. And the entrepreneurs, first they're going to come, they're going to sell their goods, then they're going to come here.
Let's think of this, okay? A lot of people have China wrong. China has created jobs in America. And I can speak firsthand about that, okay? Without the investment of the Chinese, we'd be short a few dozen personnel in our organization. Without the Chinese, these convention centers, these contractors, the vendors all around, you know, from Vegas to New York to Miami, they wouldn't be working, okay? The Chinese are growing to a service sector. These producers, they come here. They don't expect to find all the business in the world. But, you know, while these exhibits are going on, the business owner, he's going to be out here in South Beach. He's going to be in Wynwood. He's going to be all around Fort Lauderdale. They're looking at real estate. They're looking at colleges. They're looking for immigration. They're looking to find financing for their commercial properties that they might want to buy.
Thank you for the introduction, you know? Jason. I'm in front of the line.
And I can tell you, I wouldn't be here and my team wouldn't be here if it weren't for the Chinese, and specifically Mr. Chen Jirong.
Well, that's amazing. Jason, I kind of want to break right there, if you don't mind. And maybe we can get David Reynolds to come in and we can do a segment together with David, because I know that David has significant clientele from China. Maybe we can talk in general, not specifically, and talk a little bit about what you've seen the Chinese do, what you're seeing the Chinese do. And we can have just a Chinese party, I guess. I don't know what else to say. Can I say that? Is that okay?
A China party?
Asian party? We'll have a party.
We'll have a party.
We're going to have a party. So stick with us. We're going to have a party. We're going to talk about great stuff, all kinds of information you'll find interesting and stuff you can use right away to make your life better and make more money. Wanda's going to rock the house this time. All right.